An amazing day of real violence, the worst we've seen since Friday, and in some respects it's almost more violent than Friday. Seeing ambulances turning up in the street below us, it's the two of them, and that's only the third we've seen all day. No doctors on the street, no police, the army pretty much hiding, and then a group of perhaps 30 to 40,000 pro-Mubarak supporters approaching Tahrir Square, Liberation Square, where a similar number of anti-Mubarak supporters, protesters, were gathered, and inevitably the clash came. It started around 2-ish in the afternoon, a bit of stone throwing, a few more bottles. They got closer and closer. It got hotter and hotter, more and more angry. And then they picked up stones, bottles, bricks, pieces of wood, metal bars, anything they could get hands on, and the two sides went at each other, attacking in about three different streets. At one point, it looked like the pro-Mubarak people would overwhelm the anti-Mubarak people and push them out of the square. It didn't happen. Under a hail of stones, they pushed them back. It's now a standoff. It's a little bit calmer. At one point this afternoon, people were up on tops of buildings, throwing large boulders down onto the crowd. We have seen four Molotov cocktails thrown, including one thrown from a roof down into the crowd. The soldiers not doing anything. People inside the anti-Mubarak crowd, found to be secret policemen, beaten to within inches of their life, if not killed. Many people attacked within the crowd who thought to be secret policemen. Without doubt, amongst the pro-Mubarak people will be paid thugs. And at one point, their lines opened. A cavalry charge, 4 to 5 horses and a camel, all with men on them with large sticks, charged through the crowd straight into the anti-Mubarak supporters, lashing out at them. The crowd closed behind them, pulled them off their steeds, and began to beat them. And I saw three of the horses being led away.